Hello, and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is Mike Simpson, and on today's show, we are going to discuss new features of Java 6. Be sure to check out my GoGo profile and send in any questions or comments using the box below. All right, let's get started. Java 6 has focused on adding features to make developers' lives easier. These new features fall into several categories: programming language improvements, core language improvements, security and networking improvements, XML improvements, Java Management Extensions, or JMX improvements, and serviceability improvements. We will be discussing these new features and improvements in this presentation. First, let's talk about programming language improvements. Java Specification Request, or JSR 199, defines a Java Compiler API. Well, why would we need to have access to a Java compiler from within our application? Well, Java Server Page, or JSP, implementations, which must invoke a Java language compiler on generated Java code, need a specification for how to access a Java compiler. IDEs, or integrated development environments, such as Eclipse or NetBeans, have to be able to process user-written source code. And some internal Java facilities are simplified by the ability to generate class files efficiently through generation of source files. So these are all reasons for why we need to have a Java compiler API. Another programming language improvement, JSR 269, defines a pluggable annotation processing API. Now, that defines specifications and requirements for the existing annotation processing tool, or APT, and that JSR provides an application programming interface for writing your own annotation processor, which would allow you to replace or extend the features of APT. Next, let's talk about the Java 6 core libraries. Rather than making major additions to the core libraries, the development team focused on fixing some long-standing issues. The java.io.file class has been updated with methods that allow you to determine both partition sizes and usage, as well as the amount of free space on each partition. Also, the java.io.file class now supports paths that have more than 255 characters on Windows systems. The developers made a couple of security improvements. JSR 104 defines a standard API for XML digital signature services. And JSR 268, which is the Smart Card I/O application programming interface, allows Java applications to interact with smart cards. The developers added three networking features. Java SE added the abstract java.net.cookie handler class, and that also included a concrete implementation for the plugin. A simple default cookie handler implementation was needed for applications that would use HTTP outside of the plugin. Also, developers of advanced network applications would need to be able to adcast the broadcast address, would need to be able to access the network mark, and they need to be able to access other networking settings. Now, you can finally get access to these settings without having to resort to native code. Also, Java now supports internationalized domain names and internationalized resource identifiers. This supports the International Domain Name Architecture Standard, as defined by several RFCs, as well as the Internet Engineering Task Force's specification for internationalized resource identifiers. Another major theme for Java 6 is XML and web services. The developers have a goal that Java 6 will provide reasonable support for the entire web services stack. And this will primarily be client-side focused with a lightweight server that will support callbacks. The main specifications for this web services stack are for the Java Architecture for XML Web Services 2.0, that's also known as JAX-WS 2.0. And if you're following the acronyms, that used to be called JAX-RPC, or Remote Procedure Calls, and Java Architecture for XML Binding 2.0, JAXB. Java Specification Request 224 is defining Java Architecture for XML Web Services 2.0. This is a major update since the JAX RPC 1.0 specification. It incorporates new specification and it updates existing standards. Java 6 will include only the client and core APIs. It won't include the service APIs that describe the requirements for JAX WS service implementations. JSR 222 defines JAXB 2.0. Now that's the Java architecture for XML binding, and that adds significantly to JAXB 1, including XML schema support, binding Java classes to XML schemas, data binding requirements, and schema evolution support. Now, in addition to these specifications, there are also a few supporting items that were required. We had to add XML digital signature APIs. That was handled by Java Specification Request 105. That lightweight and simple HTTP server to support basic callbacks and lightweight services had to be added. And there also had to be some updates to the Java API for XML processing, and those were required by Java Specification Request 173. Now, one of the exciting additions to Java 6 is handled by Java Specification Request 221. This is defining the Java Database Connectivity, or JDBC 4.0 software specification. JDBC 4 will be included in Java SE 6. And one of the exciting parts about that is that Java 6 will include its own lightweight 100% pure Java SQL compliant database. Those of you who have worked with the Apache Derby database, that's now been bundled into Java 6. So these significant additions to JDBC 4 are ease of development features such as automatic driver discovery, new annotations, some new information, and some SQL exception improvements. There's also XML support for SQL 2003, and there are some large object enhancements. But the nicest thing is that if you're doing testing and you need to test against a lightweight database, you can test directly against your lightweight database using the now Derby-compliant database that's built in to Java 6. Java Management Extensions, or JMX, provide the ability to monitor and manage Java applications externally. Java Specification Request 255 is defining version 2 of the JMX API, and this is currently scheduled for inclusion in JDK 7. Now, since we're right now only at JDK 6, that JMX API is being updated through the Java Community Process Program. JDK 6 will have version 1.3 of the API. Remember, version 2 isn't going to come out until JDK 7. The JSR 255 expert group is closely involved in these changes that are going into Java SE 6. So the main areas of improvement that we'll be dealing with here in Java 6 are as follows. One, improving the application programming interface for JMX monitoring. Now, the JMX monitoring API allows an application to sample an attribute or property of a monitoring bean periodically and then send a notification or an event if it passes a particular threshold. Now, this has been improved so that there's a thread pool that's being used instead of having to have a single dedicated thread for each monitor. Another improvement is the ability to monitor a value within a complex type. A second area of improvement here is extensible metadata for the monitoring beans. The original JMX API had modeling mbean supporting descriptors to display additional data about the mbean. Now, as of JDK 6, the descriptors which supply the additional metadata about the bean are now available with all kinds of mbeans, not just modeling mbeans. And this allows arbitrary extra information to be included in the mbean's metadata through its mbean information. And the third main area of improvement at this point is user-defined MX beans. Now, Java 5 introduced the notion of MX beans for Java management, but it did not provide any way for applications to define their own MX beans. So now in Java 6, you can define your own MX bean. So since diagnosability, monitoring, and management are major themes of Java SE 6, the developers work to make the platform more observable and more supportable. The developers also improved the interfaces needed by development time tools such as profilers and debuggers, as well as the interfaces used for production time instrumentation and monitoring and management. Now, there are several serviceability features that were included in Java 6. First is runtime support for dynamic tracing, or dtrace. The dynamic tracing feature is the comprehensive dynamic tracing facility that was originally built into Solaris. Administrators and developers can use that dynamic tracing on live production systems to examine the behavior of both user programs and the operating system itself. Now, to date, Java technology has been relatively unobservable using dtrace. Now, Java SE 6 has allowed us to update that Java hotspot virtual machine so that dtrace can be used to observe garbage collection, class loading and unloading, threads, and contented monitors. So we now have this capability of dynamically tracing all of this information. Java 6 now has support for the concurrent locks in the java.util.concurrent package. This java.line.management package has been updated to get information from the concurrent locks, and the thread dump that you can generate by a control break or a control backslash has been extended to print the java.util.concurrent locks in addition to monitors. The third serviceability feature is improving the diagnosability of the Java out-of-memory error, java.lang.out-of-memory error. Now, Java's out-of-memory error can be really difficult to deal with. The developers have improved the performance of the NetBeans profiler with Java 6, and that's one of the best tools available for doing memory profiling and for finding memory leaks. But because memory leaks in an application or library code aren't the only source of the java.lang.out-of-memory error, Java 6 now sports a number of incremental improvements to improve the overall diagnosability of this error. For example, you should now see a stack trace when an out-of-memory error is thrown when the heap is full. The JMAP utility can now generate a heap dump or can print information about objects that are pending finalization. A virtual memory diagnostic option will allow administrators to configure data collection scripts to run when the heap is full. Native heap exhaustion has been improved so that when it's detected in the Java hotspot VM, a fatal error log will be generated. The garbage collection team has also updated the virtual machine so that a long-lived JNI, Java Native Interface critical section, doesn't cause out-of-threads to throw an out-of-memory error because garbage collection is blocked. Because that can also be a problem, because if other threads are running and they can't get memory because there's a Java Native Interface thread that's running for a long period of time, they might be starved for memory and they might throw an out-of-memory error. So we want to improve that situation. The fourth serviceability feature is improvements to the Java Platform Debugging Architecture, or JPDA. The JPDA has been improved to allow IDEs and other tools to do some limited memory analysis and leak detection while in debugger. They've also added support so that debuggers and other tools can detect deadlocks and find stack traces when monitors are locked. They've also added an improved breakport support for non-Java program language debugging. They've allowed developers and debuggers to now force the early return of a method, and the debugger can access arguments in classes that weren't necessarily compiled with the -g option, which would normally be necessary to force debugging on. The JStack utility was added in JDK 5 to allow a developer to obtain a thread dump of a hung process or a crash dump. Java 6 extends JStack so that it can be used to get thread dumps of running applications as well. Now, this should be very useful when monitoring applications that run in the background. The JStack utility will ship on Microsoft Windows and Solaris and Unix. Now, JDK 5 did not have JStack running in the Windows environment, so this is an improvement, bringing it to the Windows environment for JDK 6. You can also track and debug resources using the Java console, or JConsole. Java 6 sports new changes to the system's look and feel in JConsole, adding a new connection dialog box and adding an overview tab that shows usage graphs of multiple critical resources in a single tab. Another advantage of doing this in Java 6 is that if you need to attach to the virtual machine, we have new capabilities of doing that. In Java 6, we want to be able to allow debugging and monitoring tools to attach to applications that were started without any special command line options and be able to start monitoring agents in that running application. This will allow tools to monitor and diagnose issues for running applications. You might have a program, for instance, that's running that you want to monitor and check on, but you didn't originally set it up with debugging capabilities. Java 6 will allow you to start monitoring agents on such a program without having the debugging capabilities. I hope that you have enjoyed today's presentation. I look forward to your comments and to your questions. You can email your input to me by using the question box that's found on this page. I will be answering your questions and I will be replying to your comments in upcoming presentations. If you are interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for my name, Mike Simpson. If there's a show that you would like for me to do, please send me an email and let me know. Thank you for your time today, and remember to tune into GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com.